Dear sisters, brothers, classmates in Christ, the text for today, I changed it. It was such fun. John Vicar called me on Tuesday and told me that our classmate Dean Wenthy would not be able to be in the pulpit this morning because of family matters that, much more importantly, keep him where he is with his family, and our prayers are with the Wenthy family at this time. So this morning I kind of feel like Elisha after the chariot goes away, and I said to myself, where am I going to go for a lesson? Because Dean had his choice, you know, but I got mine. Well, as some of you know, I'm still in the parish 50 years later, every Sunday. So I had just gone over, John called me on Tuesday morning, and I had just sort of worked out my sermon a little early because I was going to be here this week, and I chose the first lesson for this coming Sunday in the three-year lectionary system. And I'll talk about it a little bit more later on. But it's Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And in verse 20, it says, "For he will not much remember the days of his life, because God keeps him occupied with joy in his heart." Oh, what to say? Well, back in the day, going 50 years back, and you guys haven't aged a bit, I love when they come and they turn around your, "Oh, that's who you are." Yeah, that's who I am now. Oh my gosh. Well, back in the day when we were at the seminary, I don't want to say it was a little more structured than it is now, but it was a little more structured than it is now. So you came in from your colleges, although many of us had been together at senior college, and you had your little conventicles of Ann Arbor and Bronxville and the like. And those were your old friends. And old friends are good friends. I'm, you know, especially attuned to my brothers from Bronxville who are here. But we even had people from Oakland in our class. So they have, you know, again, a different experience. But when you got to the seminary, you got a whole new group of best friends. And those were the people in your corner of the alphabet. Well, you sat with them day after day and year after year. You know, the letter to the Hebrews has that great catalog of the saints. I have the catalog of the W's. So today I get to go and have a shout out. Warnick, Weldon, Wenthy, Wiki, Weeble, Willman, Winkler, Wallenberg, Winneken, and Zeigle. Oh, well, John wasn't a Z, but he had no alphabetical next of kin, so we brought him in with the W's. And I'm pleased to say that my, what we called your alphabetical next of kin, are both here today, Bill Winkler and Dave Wallenberg. So we still have the little trifecta from the end of the W's around and well. We, the W's and the Z, learn together, practice sermons on one another, practice the liturgy on one another, and became friends as we aspired to the higher calling of the parish ministry. And even on call day, both for vicarage and our assignments, where did they put us? Together with our people from the alphabet. And the W's ended up on Seek Hall, room 201, together. I especially remember vicarage call day where people shrieked about, "Oh my gosh." And well, I have a little story there. Jerry Wallenberg is here, and Dave's my alphabetical next to kin. And their call was to Grayling, Michigan. And it said, what was a major, you know, they told you about the town you were going to. Well, what was a major industry? And it said bear archery. And Jerry's, "We're going to be shooting bears." Well, it was actually a company and not, you know. But in any case, those were absolutely golden moments. And I've been delighted to read the various biographies that all the classmates have sent, and Tom Trapp was nice enough to collect and send out to us. But especially, I've looked at the W's and the Z. Jim Weeble, working in a funeral home. Well, yeah, that kind of works, you know. And again, John Zeile, who just had his first grandchildren. Oh my gosh, I've got 15 of them, and the oldest is 22. But we all have different stories about the great blessings that we've had all our days. So when John called me and said, could you fill in for Dean? I said, okay. And I said, but can I choose the text? Because I had just gotten to know the Old Testament lesson for this coming Sunday. Now there's a story there as well, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, because it's what I would call a newbie for us to share and treasure. Back when the LSB lectionary was being finalized, the chairman of the lectionary subcommittee, my esteemed cousin Art Just from the Fort Wayne faculty, said that one of the guidelines that we were going to work with as we established the LSB lectionary was to include as many books of the Bible as possible. Now, when the class of 71 got out, we were still in the single lectionary that was used in TLH and the like, and it did not have a number of the books of the Bible. So we remedied that, and now in the three-year lectionary, there are readings from Ruth, Zephaniah, Jude, and two from Ecclesiastes. Some churches had used traditionally Ecclesiastes 3, there is a time, etc., etc., but we put a second one in, and that's what you heard this morning, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, which ends, for he will not much remember the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with joy in his heart. Those of us who are jubilarians, what a great term, can attest to what it means to being occupied by joy. We can share decades of having seen the gospel at work in the lives of our people and in our own lives as well. We have been serving and continue to serve a gracious God, a God who brings us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation in Jesus Christ, who works in us and through us according to the directing of the Holy Spirit day by day and year by year. Now, not all of our classmates responded to Tom's invitation. I hope some more of those biographies come in. But again, the theme that runs through is that life has been enjoyable by the grace of God. Now, the Concordia Study Bible, which, like LSB, my favorite hymnal, has wonderful things in it, notes that according to Christian and Jewish tradition, Solomon wrote his song early in his reign, Proverbs toward the middle, and Ecclesiastes at the end. So again, when John called me and I said, wow, just even though we did not put in the lectionary text for jubilarians, Ecclesiastes 5 more than does the trick. Martin Luther once said, Solomon would teach us to wait in confident trust and to let God alone do everything above and against and without our knowledge and counsel. After 50 or 55 or 60 or even 65 years of ministry, all of us have stories of how we've been surprised by God time after time, and how it has been a blessing for us. And at this time, I would like to ask the members of the classes of 1966, 61, and 56, can you believe there are three of them with us, to rise and receive our applause. So if you want to know what it means to be occupied by joy, that's where you go. We remember again the words of the catechism, and it's nice in that service of prayer and preaching, we made sure that people heard the catechism. And from time to time, echoed the words who again spoke about where we go and what we do in Christ. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. And we can all respond, this is most certainly true. Amen. We continue as we stand, because I like you. You sing better when you stand, and you're singing my hymn. So, 782, we rise joyfully to sing.